In the name of our living, calling, sending God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary was a fairly ordinary girl who lived a fairly ordinary life. Probably one of the ordinary things she did on an ordinary Monday in her parents' very ordinary kitchen was to bake bread. I bet she was wearing an old t-shirt. I'd like you to imagine that she was kneading the bread one fine Monday in her ordinary way, you know, pressing it, stretching it, pounding it, pulling it. There's no end to the beautiful texture and the funny shapes you can make. When an extraordinary thing happened, an angel popped up unannounced, as angels are wont to do, a little scary and dramatic, right there in the kitchen. First of all, she jumped right out of her skin. Or, no, sorry, her t-shirt. And then you can imagine her saying, perhaps, were you looking for my parents? They're outside. And then thinking, oh, please, just wait there while I run upstairs, take a shower, and put on some decent clothes. And later you can imagine her mother asking, my darling, I hope the surfaces were wiped and cleaned. No, no, and no. God meets us in the midst of the ordinary just when we've got flour all over our hands. And what does the messenger of God announce? Let's imagine it's a tweet or a text. God, world, Savior. Yes. She knew all of that from Sunday school. She knew her scriptures. Since the beginning of time, God had loved the world he created. And since early in the foundation of Israel, God had promised a savior. God, world, savior. And then the angel says, now, you. Friends, we have an ordinary girl kneading ordinary bread in an ordinary kitchen on an ordinary day, even if the sun is shining. But the extraordinary thing about God is how God loves to work through the ordinary. It's through the ordinary things that God does his extraordinary things. Well, one other thing that's extraordinary here is that Mary listened. And what do you think Mary said? Well, maybe not quite straight away. What? How? Me? Ordinary words, perhaps. They probably, she said them in an extraordinary voice. What? How? Moi? I'm sure the angel understands French. Now, lest this angel start to sound like some text message, I want to make clear that he was not confined to a tweet involving a maximum of 140 characters. So the angel explains a little more detail of what he meant, and indeed what God was up to. Mary is going to have a baby, God's baby, and this baby was going to be the greatest, to be a king forever. Now, this causes her to pause with the dough in her hands, just perhaps as she was forming it into a loaf. God's bread, my hands, my oven. Yeah, you can laugh at this point. Sorry, God's bun in my oven, she's thinking. The divine extraordinary working in the human ordinary. Friends, that is God's way. Mary discovered it was God's way also with her cousin Elizabeth, who gave birth to another extraordinary baby in an extraordinary way in her old age. We know her exclamations of praise and excitement after she and Elizabeth meet up and compare notes. Over and over, she discovered it was God's way with Jesus, as he did extraordinary things with some very ordinary people, the disciples. And friends, still today, as I go around the diocese, I see over and over how it is that God is doing extraordinary things in very ordinary situations with very ordinary people. Yesterday, I was in Chessington. Last week, in Hersham, in Shelford, in Belfields. The week before, in Tongham, in East Horsley, in Cove. Yes, I know you're here. I've seen the banners. And the week before that, that included a 25th celebration since the first women, yes, ordinary women, were ordained. By the way, isn't that extraordinary? Wonderful as a celebration it may be, but also ridiculous in the light of today's gospel, where a young teenage girl is called not merely to be a priest, but to be the God-bearer, the unique and most ultimate bridging role between heaven and earth, between the divine and the human, between the spiritual and the physical. Wouldn't you think, aren't we so slow to get it? Really, God chose a woman at least 2,000 years ago. Yet among us, God is still present, still popping up when we have flour in our hands, still transforming ordinary people to do extraordinary things. God, world, Savior, and among us, what? How? You? Me? Ordinary things that become extraordinary, and even more painful things that become redemptive. Now, I do not pretend to be any Gabriel, but I do want to scatter some seed from his message to keep us wondering a little further. What extraordinary things might God seek to work through your seemingly ordinary life? Let's get down to some brass tacks, to practical ways in which we might listen afresh to the voice of God calling us. Kneading dough may not be your thing, okay. But what about in this gorgeous spring weather when you're gardening? How can the process of digging, weeding, and pruning open you up to hear a word from God? What might you be cutting back to make space for greater focus, greater opportunity, greater growth, greater fruitfulness? What about when you're cleaning? Say you're just wiping the kitchen surfaces and you squeeze out the dishcloth. Or if you don't ever wipe the surfaces, I'll hold back saying more. If you don't ever hold, I bet you squeeze a face cloth in the shower, perhaps. Angela Ashwin has written one or two books on spirituality and has taught me to use that little act as an act of prayer, an exercise of expunging, of self-emptying. The Greek word would be of kenosis, that is to say, following the pattern of Jesus, who emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, in order to offer himself the more fully to God, to identify the more fully with those to whom he came. What about when you're driving or being driven? Another very ordinary thing. And of course, you're focused on the world outside. Perhaps not just the road, but those you pass on the street, some of them sitting in their usual spot where they always sit, waiting, hoping, perhaps begging. And the charity shops you pass, and the schools or works, or even the YMCA in the middle of the roundabout when you're stuck in traffic, probably stationary. Then, when you've reflected in those ways on those things, seeking to see the world through God's eyes and offer yourself as the dough in God's gentle hands. How about finding a wise old cousin, let's call her Elizabeth, with whom to talk about, reflect on what you've been seeing, thinking, feeling? I believe this cathedral today is full of Elizabeths. To talk, hopefully to rejoice together, certainly to pray, to discern what God is up to in your mutual lives, to piece together your understanding and experience of the past with your circumstances in the present and with the hopes God has planted in you for the future. Again, essentially together to say, God, world, Savior, what? How? Me. I dream that such a relationship turns into a kind of prayer partnership where perhaps you study scripture a little bit together, you drink coffee for sure, and you pray, whether once a week or once a month. You help each other to look out for the extraordinary in the ordinary. That's what happened to Mary, mother of our Lord, 2,000 years ago. And then again, that's what happened to Mary Sumner over in Old Alresford, not so far away, back in 1876. Ever since the Annunciation of Gabriel to Mary, I suggest we need to be expectant. We need to expect God to show up, to voice his purposes in our lives, and to work them out through us. Yes, God works in partnership with even us. Why, I know not. God could sort out the world with a click of the finger, and yet he chooses to use us and to sort us out in the process. But we need help, I believe. We need help from one another if we are to listen, observe, act, as our theme this year calls, to listen, observe, act in step with God. So I urge you, keep on kneading or gardening or squeezing or driving, recognizing how in the ordinary stuff of our lives, God is at work in extraordinary ways. And then hold out your hands, realizing that in the end, we are the dough in God's hands, in whom Jesus is the yeast, working in us invisibly, but powerfully. How? Why? What? Bringing about his transformation in his kingdom, beginning in us. God, world, Savior. What? How? Us.